And I would like to tell you mystery of your life. That's a very great thing. Be aware about one thing, that whatever I am going to tell you, that is not new. But you will feel that is new for you people. This very ancient philosophy, very ancient, thousands of thousands of years old. It was invented by great seers. At those days, this earth was not divided into so many pieces, so many parts. There were not so many countries. And humanity was not divided in so many creed and caste and color and cult. Okay? Not so many religions. Okay? There were this earth and human being were living on this earth. And there were great seers. And those seers were feeling that whole universe is their own abode, their own place. Okay? They are feeling that earth is their divine mother and divine power, supreme consciousness, is their real father. So we all are children of same parents, same father and mother. They were feeling in this way. Due to that, they were teaching that highest ideology for mankind. And their gist of teaching is to be free from all kinds of limitations. If you will remove all limitations and you will be free, then you can realize that truth. Because that truth can't be realized by those people who are covering their mind. Okay? Covering their mind, who are limitized their intellect. And those people who are only believing something, but they are not eager to know what reality is behind all these natural phenomena. So, my dear, those great seers were not belonging with any country, any caste, any color, any creed, any community, any cult, and any so-called religion too. They are free people, and they were trying to make people free from all kinds of barriers, all kinds of limitations. They invented this process, whatever I taught you, that called yoga process. Meditation was invented by those great seers. They told, don't try to search outside, turn inside. Okay? How one can turn inside? They taught that your senses are always looking outside. They are not aware about inside. They can give you only information from outside. Your eyes can see outside, your ear can hear from outside, your tongue, your nostrils, your touch, all cognitive senses can give you good information, only information, not knowledge, only information from outside. But whatever is going on inside, they are not aware about that. Because their face is outside, not inside. Okay? But mystery is inside, not outside. Your real self is inside, not outside. If you are not aware about your real self, if you become aware about whole world, that awareness has no meaning for you. No meaning. If you are not aware about your real position, and you are aware about external position, that position has no meaning too. Those great seers taught that you must try to turn inside and try to search your own self, what you are. Because they declared that human life is the model of this cosmic life. And you are part and parcel of cosmic life too. Whatever is existing into cosmic life, you will find same thing, same property, same quality in your own self. Be aware. You have five level of consciousness. Five level of consciousness. Physical level, sensual level, mental level, egoistic level, and intellectual level. There are five levels. Body, senses, mind, ego, and intellect. Every person has these five levels of consciousness. Not only one and two. Not only special person. Maybe incarnation, maybe saint, maybe great prophet, maybe a layman. Every person has same property. Every person has same potentiality, same quality, and same property too. There's no differences in divine law. So every person has these five levels of consciousness: physical, sensual, mental, egoistic, and intellectual. And beyond these five is your real self. You are not body, you are not senses, you are not mind, you are not ego, you are not your intellect too. You are seer of all, you are knower of all, you are user of all, you are master of all, you are governor of all, because you are knower of all. All these exist due to your own self. If your self will depart from this body, and all these will finish automatically. So you are above from these five, above five. Okay? What you are then? Yeah, you can search. I can say you are pure consciousness, but my saying has no meaning. Then when it word will be meaningful, when you will realize this fact then? When you will realize that you are pure consciousness, and pure consciousness is beyond limitation. Beyond limitation, my dear. There is no limitation. Because consciousness is not component thing. And whatever is non-component, that is infinite. Okay? That is infinite. And whatever is infinite, that is limitless. Beyond obstacles, beyond barrier, beyond limitation. So your real self is really part and partial. In other words, projection. In other words, reflection of that all-pervasive supreme consciousness. Nothing else. When you will realize your own self, you will see you are not a tiny person. Okay? You are not a small being. You are not a limited, you know, body. You are really infinite power, infinite consciousness. You are only appearing or manifesting in this body, and you are using this body as your own instrument. But how you will be able to realize this? It is very hard, my dear, but not impossible. Why it is very hard? Because you become identified with body, with senses, with mind, with ego, with intellect. You become one with these things. And you are thinking, whatever these instruments are doing, and they are not doing, but you are doing. You are thinking in this way. Okay? So when you will be aware about all these things, then you will realize your real self. Not before that. How one can realize it? What is the process? Great seer told that first you should try to elevate yourself from body consciousness, body to senses, senses to mind, mind to ego, ego to intellect, and intellect to that supreme cause. Try to elevate yourself step by step. Okay? When you will do it, then one day will come in your own life when you will feel that really you are supreme, really you are divine, really you are immortal, really you are perfect, really you are whole, not a part. And this is our aim of life. Nobody can get peace, nobody can achieve real happiness without realizing this truth. This is your inner demand. Is anybody can say that he likes lackness? Is anybody can say he loves death? Is anybody can say he always loves ignorance? No. Everybody like perfection. Everybody like immortality. And everybody like to be happy. Limitation is not dear to any person. Okay? Everybody like to be infinite, whole, not part. But reality is totally reverse. Why? In whatever effort you are doing in day and night for fulfilling your inner demand, that is giving only reverse result. You are working for peace and you are gaining disturbance. Yeah. This is your own experience. Everybody has experience. We want peace, we want happiness, but resultantly we are receiving day and night grief and sorrow and suffering. Why? It means our effort is not correct. Our effort is not proper. If a magician is not curing disease, it means there is something wrong. Either there is wrong in diagnosis, or there is something wrong in medicine, either something wrong in that process to take medicine. So my dear, if your effort is not giving result according to your own desire, according to your own effort, try to turn in and watch again and again. What is the cause? Why we are getting totally reverse result? When you will pay your attention, you will find out that cause. We are fully aware about all these things, that whatever our senses are doing, we are responsible for that. Whatever our body is doing, we are responsible for that. Whatever our mind is doing, we are responsible for that. Whatever ego or intellect are doing, we are responsible for that. But in the fact, your real self is not responsible for all. Then who is responsible? Because these instruments are projection of nature, and nature is innate. innate nature can't be responsible for any kind of affection. And your real self is, as I told you, part and partial of Supreme Consciousness, that is infinite, that is all pervasive power. That infinity can't be responsible for any finite activities. So if infinity is not responsible, our spirit is not responsible, and nature is not responsible, then who is responsible for all kinds of activities? If your real self is not responsible, then why is he suffering due to all these activities, due to all these karmas? There is a great question, my dear. Try to pay your heed. Try to understand that cause. And try to search that cause. And you have ability, you have potentiality to know that.